Welcome back to another episode of Iyal Baraf. After a long hiatus, we're back with season, what is this now, three?
Season I believe three? So.
Stay tuned. I just have to say, Amita's face right now, she was hearing the singer have, I mean, he had a moment. Like,
who sings that?
Ohio Players. It's a very old song, but you know, she's always shocked by the songs I play.
It's good. You have a good taste. I have to give it to you.
Thank you. Thank you. That means so much to me. Even though it's haram.
Yes.
You know, depending on the day, right? Like my mood changes or you know, it's like when you want certain types of foods, right? Mm-hmm. Some days you want cold food. Some days you want hot. You want Indian. You want pizza. Your cravings can take you anywhere. Music sometimes does that for me. You know? I have nostalgic moments where like, I remember I had a whole period where I just watched black and white movies. Legit. From era, early Hollywood. Why are you looking at me like that? I kid you not, Wallahi. I have moments where it's like, I have to binge on.
Did you see that new movie that came out that's in black and white? It has to do with like, I don't know, slavery. I don't know if it has to do with, it has to do with racism in like the 1930s.
Really?
Yeah, but that girl, I don't know, the guy from, what's that vampire show that used to come on HBO? True Blood.
Okay. The white guy?
Yeah, the white guy, Eric, that played Eric. And then, I don't know, some mixed... They're famous actresses. I don't know their names. But anyways, the whole movie is in black and white.
Yeah, I don't know if I could watch new movies in black and white. Mm. But just watching old ones, and it'd have to be something famous, right? Like at one point, I wanted to watch all Marilyn Monroe stuff, you know? Binged on those, which were great. You know what's actually funny? Because we watched a black and white movie not too long ago, me and my kids. Mm-hmm. And they're like, is this how the world looked like when you were young? And it really bothered me because I used to ask my mom the same question, right? Mm-hmm. It's always that thing. But then I had my son tell me, so you were born like 100 years ago. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, but you're from the 1900s. And I'm like, no, yeah, that's true. I am from the 1900s. But he couldn't math right, so he thought all of 1990 was 100 years old. Yeah. So yeah. He was doing the math. And I'm just like, oh, bless your heart. That's your dad's side.
You didn't get that from me.
No, your mom is a mathematician. Anyways, how are you guys? We miss you guys. We miss this feeling, this nostalgic feeling, just being in here, this office, like so many memories. Like I remember coming to work after sleeping 3 hours. Don't ask me what I was doing.
No, you let them know what you were doing.
No. And then just falling asleep during meetings. Like, that's what I remember of this location. Oh, those are the good
isn't
days.
It crazy? It's going on 2 years.
Two years of pandemic. Now, do you feel like this is, I think, is a great segue, but 2 years ago, March 13, 2020, I mean, technically, it's a little shy, right? If you had predicted the pandemic would have been this long, if not longer, what choices or what would you have done differently?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
It feels like yesterday.
It does.
It's like, does the concept of time even exist at this point?
I've had two birthdays going on a third one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know a girl whose birthday was March 13th. Like she brought this shit. Sorry. I don't know if she's going to listen to this.
Yeah. It's just, well, I don't know. Cause I feel like we're still in it. It feels like nothing has changed. It's like time. We're at a still.
I know. I feel like the first 6 months were a wash. We were just trying to figure out what this new normal looked like. I was not sleeping. It was very hard to stay motivated. But then after when it became the new normal, like I don't think I'm as productive as I thought I did, despite all the things I've done during. I think I've been the most productive since the pandemic. Like in those 2 years, I've done a lot. But at the same token, I can't recognize that. And I don't know if that's because of the aftermath, like run of, I don't know, everyone's feeling depressed and they're always having the winter blues and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And it's downplaying my accomplishments. Like, I don't feel like I've done much.
Yeah.
But I've done a whole lot of shit.
We're currently now in three types of depression, right? There's a seasonal depression, there's the regular schmegler depression, and then there's the COVID depression, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right, wallahi. I mean, people, I don't know. I feel like everybody's like living virtually now, right? So like, yeah. So when you see somebody post something, and you're just like, okay, well, this person accomplished this or whatever the case is, you don't recognize your own accomplishments and you feel like you haven't done anything, but really you have, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really think about it, you probably did a lot.
I did do a lot. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to list what I've done.
Yeah.
But since March of 2020 to today,
yeah,
girl, I've done things that I never thought I could do.
Yeah.
But because I think the thing is for prior or pre-COVID, mm-hmm. any of that extra time I was doing something, right? Whether it be I got to travel,
yeah.
whether it be I'm in the car driving to work, so I'm actually being productive in that sense. Like, I'm doing something with my time. There wasn't that big buffer time like I have now where I could be at home all day, mm-hmm. all fucking day.
Yeah.
And every day feels like the same day. Like, I could be in my house now 7 days mm-hmm. in an entire week mm-hmm. and just feel like shit. Like, yeah. I'm not getting nothing done.
Yeah.
There's no, I can't fill that void with trips to the office or trips to the grocery store or the malls because I'm doing everything online now.
Yeah. So that's probably where it comes from, like where people feel like they haven't done anything. It's because like literally you're in one place. Whereas prior to COVID, we were in multiple places, right?
We were at restaurants. Yeah. We were at spots. We were at, you know what I mean? Like we were having fun.
Yeah.
And now we're not.
Yeah.
And it's like you go out and you just want to do something, but the restrictions won't allow you or it's
but
just,
you know what? Everybody think about it though, right? Because mm-hmm. I did some like reevaluation. I'm just like, okay, we've all traveled, right? Adun kamparne. We went everywhere.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
Girl, I was in jail for like 10 years. Everybody has these experiences and I'm like, I didn't have these experiences.
You ever hear of the concept of relative deprivation? What we want is not necessarily what we need, and what we need is not necessarily what we want.
Yeah, I like, feel like I want curly hair, but it's not necessarily what I want to do or need because who won't take care of that?
The thing is that people always look at somebody else and they say, I wish I was in their shoe. There's a gazillion amount of people. You feel like you may not have done a lot. You may feel like, you know, I haven't experienced a lot. But the reality is, to somebody else, you are somebody who they want to be. You're just like, they're just like, I want to do whatever she did. No, like,
because. No, you're speaking facts. That's why I said, dude.
Yeah. So that's why I kind of reevaluated. I'm just like, and I think like we've talked about this many times, you know, like we hammered it to the ground that social media exacerbates things to the
facts.
Levels that are, you know,
yeah,
they're out of this world where people feel like, hey, like especially now with TikTok, you're on TikTok. Congratulations!
First off, whoa!
No,
I'm not like, on TikTok.
No, I meant like because you have an account on TikTok. I have an account on that. I don't post anything.
No follow. Okay. First off, I only did that just so I don't have to go through the text and you know when people send stuff and it wouldn't just load and I'm like, what the flip?
Yeah.
But no, okay. You are speaking big facts. I heard a saying that said, girl, I'm trying to paraphrase right now. I can't even remember it. Something about social media is the new expectation that people cannot comprehend what's real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what they were talking about was like filters and how people look and nobody's going to post how they really are. Right?
Yeah, yeah. True.
So imagine you barefaced, right? Me too. Mm-hmm. I don't like wearing makeup. Mm-hmm. I've got raccoon. I mean, I've always had dark circles underneath my eyes. It's a part of life. And guess what? I love it. And if you don't love it, here's my Epcor bill. Like, don't tell me you don't like it. Yeah, you know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And I've never really, like, I've seen you clear face. Your skin care regimen is on point. You know what I mean? Mashallah, mashallah. So when people are not comfortable seeing us without makeup, it worries me. Like, how is that the normal thing to do? Like, assume that everybody has to be perfect or everybody has to look some type of way or fully polished. Like, why can't you just walk outside the way you want to walk outside and not care?
Here's the thing. Real recognizes real at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right? So, but anyways, yeah, you're right. Like, now it's just like, it's because of COVID, it has now switched people over. People who tend to not live on the internet are now like being introduced, are being introduced into that world now. And it's like, I know. Oh my gosh. You know what I mean?
I know.
Everything now is virtual. Like literally everything is virtual. Everything, anything.
And it really bothers me because I am not a virtual person.
Yes.
Like I like Facebook because the fobs on Facebook are just
The fobs are getting crazy now.
They're so funny.
They are funny.
And so that's why I'm not on the Twitter stuff.
Twitter, let me tell you something. Twitter is actually, out of all the apps, for me personally, from my perspective, I feel like Twitter is the most useful because number one.
What?
I'll tell you what. If something happens around the world right now, halfway, like in Calcutta, right? Somebody, there's like a suicide bomb or something like that. We can get the uncensored actual news of what's going on.
But how do you get that info? Okay,
because there's people on the ground and they record it or they're live, what is it called? Posting tweets about what's going on.
Live tweeting?
So it's literally the fastest way to get information. Furthermore, there's people that are, talk whatever garbage and they say like, but there's a lot of intellectuals on Twitter too. You can have a good discourse on Twitter. And on top of that, now they introduced something called, it's been for like 7 months now, I think. Mm-hmm. Space, which is the same thing as Clubhouse.
Is this on Twitter?
It's on Twitter.
Okay, so my question before you get into space, right? Mm. Do you have to follow people to know, to get these tweets? Like does it come on your news feed?
So there's trending. So based on you can set up your what's trending in your area, aka where geographically where you live, or you can even change that to a different location. And so
so it has to trend before you're aware of it.
No, also there's a search. So if you're looking for, if I want to see what's going on in what is it called? I don't know. Name a Bermuda. Okay. And I type in Bermuda. I can get all the tweets about people who are talking about Bermuda, what's going on in Bermuda, whatever the case is.
So you have to hashtag it.
No, it's it's based on keywords. Also, another thing too is that yes, you follow people.
I feel so old right now.
No, but listen, Twitter was bumping during when we were.
Yeah, but we were only on. Okay, the only time I was on Twitter was a million years ago when it first came out, right? But we would just start fights.
There's that too. You fight with celebrities. I got in a fight with Charlemagne, the mayor of Ottawa, the mayor of Edmonton.
Hold on. Mayor of Ottawa?
Yeah. I said, well, I remember. Anyways, there's a lot of like politicians.
What did you say? I need to know now.
I said something about creating jobs or something like on a city level.
He came out.
Yeah, that's shocking.
He's not Shirelli, is he?
No, Bob Shirelli? No. It's Jim Watson.
Jim Watson. Yeah. That's how you know I've been out of Ontario for a while.
Yeah. But yeah, so just kind of update what's going on. Did you hear about Surviving Sophia?
Yes. So I think I was the last person on earth to find out about this because it was just, I don't have Twitter. And people just send me stuff. But I think she is a national hero and she should be protected.
I admired the Salmal Nimo Tui Demo. I loved it. But I didn't like the context of which we were doing it on.
Okay, here's what I look at it like this.
Basically.
Okay, amongst us Somalis, we are queens and kings, okay? To the Somali other people, blood? Yes, so we stand high. I will put a blue and white bracelet on, okay?
Listen, it's not just the blue. We're talking about people from the NFD area, people from Djibouti, Somalia.
Can I not say Somali encompasses all of that, though?
It does.
Okay, then khalas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is changing events.
Amongst ajnabis, you understand? Mm-hmm. Amongst Somali, you know, I'm going to have my Somali flag. You know, no. And, oh, by the way, so I recently got a Somali license plate, right? Mm.
Where do you guys get that from? You sell that to Somali stores? Or did you order online?
Don't fucking kill me. No, I had to get it custom made from Russia.
And
don't ask me. Found some guy who made it, but he lived in Russia. But he like replicated it to a T. Even put the numbers I wanted. Anyways, what's funny about his is I get it installed. And I'm at a Somali restaurant, right? And I have my kids in the car. They're driving me nuts, yada, yada, yada. A car is parked in front of me, right? So I'm popping out of the restaurant. Some guy goes, Abayo, where did you get this work of art? And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, no, don't worry. Like, I got it from the internet, you know? I'm trying to brush off the conversation. But I couldn't understand this. Mm. How you bigging up the smile and flag, but you're going to ask me by starting the conversation with Abayo?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Yesterday, a friend of mine, she's from Djibouti, said Abayo.
Maybe
Abayo is international.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, these ones were like five old men. So I feel like it wouldn't have hit them.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the Huno or the Walal and hit me with an Abayo. And I'm like, maybe he wants to burn the store down if I told him it was an Edmonton.
But
it's been problematic though. The flag. Like, nobody has tried to, like, scratch my car or anything like that. But, like, I get really weird stares.
Because now they're going too far with people creating flags based on their clans. It's just getting too fast. It's getting too far with this.
Now, I ain't trying to call out my friend. But, you know, her bracelet is tribal-based.
Yeah, that's just, it's embarrassing. Wallahi, because we're all one at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to move away from Nuhas.
I like it, to be honest. I feel like there should be conditions. Like, for example, I have mine.
You don't need to tell me what.
But
you're Somali
wanna,
at the
I
end
wanna
of the day.
I want to wear the blue one. I want to show that, you know, wa Somali nimo tala dimo. But it's
you
like...
You got Somali dig, you're Somali khalas.
But you know how, like, for example, when somebody asks you qolomatai and you say hebel hebel, right? Mahad kasitai. Then you do whatever. That's what I want to do. Mahat tahay, Somali. Mahat kasi tahay, Somaliland. Mahat kasi tahay. Gebile. You know what I mean? So that there's no mix up, right?
I guess so. I mean,
just give me a blue flag.
Anyway, so this girl, so it started on Twitter and now she's
famous.
Very famous. She's probably going to have a doc series dropped on Netflix.
I don't think so.
I think so. Like, she TMZ
broke the story.
Yeah,
about what?
About her scamming ways.
Yeah, but nobody has actual. Like, I have yet to see one receipt.
Well, there's a lot of people coming out of the woodwork. She scammed me. She scammed you. But you know, nothing that she's done was illegal. They voluntarily gave her money.
No, one guy was suggesting he took, oh no, he gave her the credit card. To be honest, the timeline doesn't make sense to me, but I don't even want to hear that hearsay. If you have such a problem, go say it to her face. If you have such a problem, go file a police report. If you have such a problem.
Toronto girls, man.
Do something. Yo, wallah, I thought she was from Ottawa.
So Ottawa girls don't do that. I mean, we Ottawa girls are something else. They're in a different category, right?
Really?
Equally to Toronto girls are their rare breed.
I plead the fifth. I don't.
And you know what I like about Toronto girls though? They have a lot of deek.
Oh yeah, Ottawa is a bunch of pussies. Compared.
Ottawa, yeah, they're mesquines.
And we're not mesquine. We just don't want the drama. Yeah, it's not worth it. 10 years from now, people pop up. At least during our generation, nobody has videos. Nobody has videos. Yeah. Like, wasn't this you when you got your ass laced on the streets? Bio. What has
cloud? Cloud is one hell of a drug in our community. Wallahi Dinta, it's like. The stuff that you see people posting, it's just like, this is going to live on the internet forever.
Oh, you told me about this on TikTok, right?
On TikTok, whether it's TikTok, even the kids back home.
What are they doing?
I can't even explain. Like, the stuff that I was seeing, I'm just like, am I watching people that grew up in North America? Because this is degenerate act that you expect from people in the West, right?
The way you use the word degenerate.
But it's literally people from back home, and it's just like the influence of the internet, right? These kids probably, prior to, you know, TikTok, Johan, they didn't know none of this. You got people in Somalia singing trap songs. Like, the baby and little baby and whatever these people's names are. And you're just like, what? What's going on? Am I watching people from Hamad or am I watching people from Toronto? Like, I'm just so confused, yeah?
Yo, what bothers me the most, and this is why I never watch any of those Somali videos, is that wallahi, it's like they're wearing Abu Umar.
The skinnies.
And I realize, wallahi, I think Somalis back home, they're just malnutritioned. They are so skinny.
You know, the thing is probably they walk a lot. And they're always...
No, they have like their hip bone that extrudes. I don't know how to explain it, but it's very disturbing to look at.
Look a box though. The guys have always been look a box though.
No, I'm telling you, it's the hip bone that just, it really freaks me out. Don't ask me why I've seen it, but it's, I don't know.
The majority of the Somali population back home are under 30. It's all young people.
I think it has to do with the average life expectancy.
People live long there in Somalia. Think of your relatives that are old and how old they are.
I can count how many, and there's very few in number.
My grandma's 100 years old. I have.
Is that her real age?
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? My grandma's quote unquote 70. I don't think she's 70. But the doctor was like, I don't know if that's her actual age.
You actually said that?
Yeah.
Wow, what
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because, and I think it's, possible. But I just don't feel like it's realistic to say that she had my mom at 20. Like it didn't make sense to me because.
Is your mom the oldest or the youngest?
No, she's the eldest, but just knowing that my grandparents are from two different countries, you know what I mean? Like, how'd you meet somebody so young, convince them to marry you knowing you're not from the same country, not from the same qabila, you don't even speak the same language.
Your grandfather didn't speak Somali?
He did. You know what the funny thing is? Allah narhisto. He spoke a lot of languages. He spoke, obviously, Arabic, right? Yeah. He spoke Amharic, which very confused me. And I think I need to ask my parents questions. And he spoke Somali. I don't know at what year or what point of his life he acquired that knowledge. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But very, very interesting. You know what always confuses me? Mm-hmm. Kids, and the only reason I got to this point is because I thought of my abti Ali Nuhas, because they don't speak a fucking lick of Somali. My grandma doesn't speak no other language. Mm. How are you raised by a parent?
It's possible. You see this here in Canada.
And trust me.
Are you kidding
that's
me?
That's exactly why I'm bringing it up right now. Yeah. I look at my cousins. I look at my friends. Wallahi, when I say they speak chup-chup, it's Somali. Chup fucking chup. Garbage. Yeah, yeah. Like, hoya, you know, like I have a school today, you know. Mm-hmm. And the mother's like, nah, mahatari. Oh, he speaking Somali. How do you have a connection with your parent when your parent does not speak the same language as you?
I see it all the time.
And there's a connection? Like they understand each other?
Yeah. How? She understands. It's just one of these things where... Like, for instance, I don't speak Swahili verbally, but I understand it fluently. So, I mean, if I'm speaking to you, 95, remember I said this before, 95%, my take, we have to always say, in my humble opinion, right? Mm-hmm. So people don't say, hey, I'm going to fact check you. This is incorrect what you're saying. So in my humble opinion, I believe 95% of knowing a language is understanding it.
Yeah, but that's knowing a language, it, speaking
you can communicate
different.
In other ways, right?
Okay, but that's besides the point. Because if you can't... No, it still doesn't make sense to me. How do you tell your parent... If your parent can understand deep conversation in another language, they should be able to comprehend or be able to communicate and respond in that same language. Do you know what I mean? Like if I'm really going in deep with my parents, like, you know, like my heart hurts, like this happened and da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, like just describing my emotions, they should be able to respond. Like how do I know that they've comprehended what I've said? Do you know what I mean?
I understand. But like I said,
it's
they understand
like
what
hungry.
You're
saying.
They
what
understand what you're saying. They just cannot talk back. They can't communicate in that language.
I have a hard time believing that.
I've seen it. Yo, I've seen so many relatives. I'm just like, you've been in this country for 30 plus years. How do you not speak a lick of English?
No, okay, because I'm going to look at myself as the opposite, right? I speak Somali, but my level of Somali is not... I speak basic Somali, right? Like if you had to equate English like having basic skills and, you know, advanced and whatnot, I am at the basic level of Somali. Like I can have a conversation. I can understand conversational Somali. Mm-hmm. But once you start talking about like that high level jargon, I don't understand. I'm gone. So what I'm trying to say is on the flip side, imagine me and say my kids only spoke Somali growing up. Like we're living the reverse life. I grew up speaking English. I know enough Somali, But my children only speak Somali. Mm. Now they're trying to tell me how they feel. I know for a fact I'm not going to understand every single word they say. 100%. There's going to be words and there's going to be explanations that are going to go in one ear, come out the other. Mafahemeyo. It is what it is. You tell me that doesn't happen with English?
There could be a possibility. There could be a possibility that happens. It's a downright possibility. But let me ask you a question though. Hmm. For the most part, Somali is an easy language for the most part. And so with Arabic, if you look at Arabic, mm-hmm. So there's this lady in one of my classes, my Quran class, right? And she's like, I'm not learning Arabic. I'm done with Arabic, right? She's one of these ladies that, you know, the ones that have been here for a while, they sound Adan. You can't even tell. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's wearing hijab is the only way you can distinguish what this person is, right?
But she could be white wearing a hijab. Okay, so
you're right. No, you're absolutely right. Her name too. That's another way, right?
Okay.
So anyways, she was literally saying to the teacher, I don't care to learn Arabic anymore. Like, I know exactly what you just said. I can converse in, mm-hmm. That's all I need. I'm not even bothering teaching my kids. Her kids are grown, right? I'm not even going to bother enforcing my kids to learn Arabic.
Why not?
Because she's like, because the way that we learn Arabic, mm-hmm. So the classical Arabic, it's not, we don't talk like that.
Oh, 100%.
She goes, and everywhere you go, there's different dialects, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So a Tunisian is going to have a complete dialogue from somebody from the Khalij or somebody from Beirut, right? Mm-hmm. So she's like, so there's no point, mm-hmm. right? The only thing I care about with my kids is for them to know how to read it and the meaning, right? But I don't care if they converse on every day. Mm-hmm. So with Somali, you already have, I think your Somali is pretty good. I think my personal opinion based on what's out there for our generation, I think your Somali is good. You're able to converse. You're talking about the classical words that people don't throw on a regular basis.
No.
You hear songs, I meant legit. Like, you know, Shakespearean Somali.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck songs. My mom doesn't even understand songs. Mm. I don't understand songs. Mm. But I'm talking about, I do only speak basic Somali. And it's not, wallahi, basic Somali. Conversational. Don't ask me how I feel. I can't tell you. I could tell you if there's food in the fridge. That's that kind of basic.
No, man, your Somali, you can have a conversation.
No, I can't. Mm-mm, it's about faking it, girl. Trust me. I don't
make it till you make it.
Wallahi Adim, if I had to explain something in Somali to someone,
do you feel like maybe your confidence changes based on who you're speaking to? So if you're speaking to somebody who's fluent.
Dude, I lose words in English. If I'm in front of an Adam person, I don't know how to talk. I was hand motioning something to an Adam lady once. She looked at me like, Tanka Mahakasia, what's wrong with this girl? People, if I see an old Somali person and they don't speak English, I'm fucked. I'm fucked.
What are we going to do for the kids now? Like your kids, the other kids, you know, people our generation.
I feel like it's not my responsibility.
Huh?
No.
You're the parent. How is it not your responsibility?
But why? But I understand it's a responsibility, but.
Keeping a tradition and a culture alive. Why? A part of it is linguistic language.
Why?
Because we're Somali.
So
you want our lineage to be erased?
No, but is that all on my shoulders?
As a parent, it's not just, it's both parents.
But what's the point? Because guess what? My parents did that and they...
You know Somali though.
I did not know.
Granted, it's not a lot.
Well, hold on. Mm. Wallahi Adim, I spoke more Arabic than I spoke Somali when I was a kid. Mm. I didn't know shit in Somali. Mm. And mind you, I didn't even speak Arabic. Like I just knew words.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know shit till I was 14. Nope, I lied. I didn't know shit till I was 15. I would sit on the bus in Hargeisa, counting like the anxiety in me just to say Chochi on the bus. I had to practice it in my head 15 times before I said it because I'm like, I gotta say it right. Is it Chochi? 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 And I would listen to people continuously. Mm. Like that's how bad I was.
This is how you said whose responsibility. Look at your parents.
I'm giving them as example. Yeah. They did that so that I would learn. Guess what? None of my siblings speak Somali. None of them know fucking shit. I'm the one that has to translate for my grandma. But here's the thing.
They don't speak it. They don't understand it.
What?
They don't understand Somali.
First off, the last two didn't even go step foot in Somalia.
No, ever. But they don't understand it.
They can't. If I'm basic, they're... You know, like you just put your toe in the water kind of thing. But here's the thing. What I'm trying to say is my parents instilled that on me, right? Mm-hmm. The pressure is now on me. The world is laying on my shoulders. And now when I walk into the community of degenerates like yourself, nobody freaking speaks Somali. So what legacy am I holding when you guys failed yourselves?
No. See, you know, the thing is that a lot of parents always say this. When you were young, you spoke fluent Somali, right?
No, they spoke three words.
Now I'm at my age right now, I'm understanding the imperative of knowing your language. And I'm trying very hard to learn right now. Like, because
it's too hard.
My kids, I'm looking around at like my peers and their kids, we don't even know it. So now our kids are not going to even... Forget about understanding it. They're not going to understand it.
Okay, so question.
What makes you Somali then?
Okay, so I have a question. It's not, we know you're from Kenya, right?
I'm not from Kenya.
Oh, my bad. You're going to cut that part out.
It's like saying I'm from Canada.
No. Okay. I'm not from Kenya. You know what I mean? Like your maternal side is from...
They just like they're a Canadian citizen. I'm a Canadian citizen. They were a Kenyatti citizen.
Okay.
Kenyatti citizen.
You know what? Scratch that whole idea. What I was trying to say was...
Yeah, as you see what's going on in Kenya right now, I'll never claim that as being me being from there.
You know, I have no knowledge of what's going on. What's happening right now?
The whole sea dispute, the water dispute.
I thought that ended months ago.
I know, but still. They're saying now that they are going to fight it. We don't recognize what the court says. We're not... It's not your water. You're trying to take water from people. A country, yes, granted, we're in a little bit of a... We've been in, you know, in a situation... They're taking advantage of it, you know? This is part of the reason why all this shit that's going on in Somalia, there is unity. Nobody can mess with us. But people are coming from all sorts, all corners, trying to grab shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, besides the point, what I was trying to say was, knowing you cannot be the holder of the Somali language for your kids, because they're going to learn even less. Their Somali is going to be so terrible.
No, I'm learning right now. Wallahi, my kids are going to know Somali. Plus, I'm going to...
Okay, but what I'm saying is, would you be willing...
Marry a guy that speaks Somali.
Allah.
To,
like a pop?
If I have to marry a pop, wallahi.
Take that back.
Because wallahi,
take that back now.
There's nothing more attractive than a guy that can speak...
Take it back before God listens to your words.
Let's be real. When you... Like, don't you find a guy that can speak Somali perfectly?
You know what I find more attractive? A guy who speaks English perfectly.
Okay, what if they can do both?
Oh, you are golden.
Oh,
you are a unicorn. But how often does that happen, though?
Listen,
how often does that happen?
It happens a lot. You'd be surprised.
Okay, well.
Wallahi, you'd be surprised. How many guys, you're just looking at them, you say wallahi. And then they start throwing Somali words at you. You're just like, whoa, you speak Somali?
Well, if you want that, just go to London. Anyways, what my point I was trying to get at was... Or would you...
Minnesota. They speak very... It's just a Canadian thing, I think.
Oh, definitely.
Well, it's a Canadian thing.
If we had to say Canadian Somalis were a tribe, we are the losers of all them.
Yeah.
We're
taking L's, though. I'm not going to lie. And it's one place that's given us these L's.
I want to say there's three landers of Somali diaspora tribes. You've got the UK... Mm-hmm. We're not including all the other European countries. They're all the 0.5s. They're langabs, okay? You've got... The Canadians?
No, Canadians, we're not Langab or...
No, we're Landed.
No,
we're Landed.
We're Mangabs.
Mangab?
Mangabs.
What the fuck is a Mangab?
Bila Maskah.
This is what happens when you have a random person trying to tell me Somali words. Nah, stop making up shit.
It's an actual thing, Mangab.
I'm saying, if you pretend like the three main... I don't know how many main tribes are, but we're going to say three main Somali diaspora tribes. You have the UK, you have Canada, and you have Marekanka. Everybody else is Australia, Langab. Indonesia,
Australia's
Langab.
Australia's pretty good, yo.
No, but they're Langabs. They don't count in this discussion. You understand? You hear from a Somali is somebody from either Canada, like surviving, what's it called? You hear from somebody from the UK, or you hear from somebody from the States. So anyways. We are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
You have the UK, Hadal Koda, on point, as if they lived back home until yesterday.
Huh.
You have the Americans the same way. Oh, the Americans, they're getting positions of power.
Huh.
They are becoming city councilmen. They are becoming senates.
Huh.
They are becoming members of, I was going to say parliament, but that's clearly not the case. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is in the States.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They are becoming lawmakers.
Huh.
A lot of established people, a lot of people in high positions, medical staff, lawyers, wahyabahas. Then you got Canadians, the truck drivers and taxilos. And the women are all nurses. Great jobs, all of them, great jobs.
Nurses do a lot.
But you know what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
It's like we have a glass ceiling. Something about being from Canada makes us scared of challenge.
Man.
Maybe that is. All that eye payments, you know, it made us feel like, oh, we'll never starve that hard. We don't have to try too hard. Government Trudeau is always going to survive and stay, keep us afloat.
Do you feel like our generation's doing better, though?
Then what?
Well,
no. If we have to say they're Canadians, Cola Canada, we're trash. When you compare us to the other people, garbage. Garbage. We speak no fucking Somali. We have no daqan. We got girls out in these streets stealing $11 million. Openly. Like we have, and everybody's comfortable. Like everybody is competing with another bum.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You know, man, you're right. I live in a bubble. So, yeah. You know, I don't know. I can't, I don't know. It's hard because I'm looking at the people that I'm surrounded by, right? The people that and they're doing pretty well for themselves.
But in comparison to, on the grand scale, when we see numbers, we are having a high number of Somali deaths amongst the youth. Overdose is a big one, right? I mean, this is not just a Canadian issue, right? Like it's an American issue too, right? You see the articles and stuff about Minnesota and what's going on. So, I mean, and that numbers also counts too, right? Because there's more Somalis in the States. And the UK Somalis have been more established for a longer period of time, right? Mm. They've been there for almost 100 years. Mm. But I don't know what it is about Canadians that makes us such an outlier. Like, what is different about us? We don't see enough people in positions of high positions. Like, we have the one representative and the member of parliament. Mm-hmm. The number of city council people I've seen just in Edmonton, that never win. They never win. We're never able to come together and bring the people to vote and volunteer and be like, yo, Somali Nimo, this person represents us. We want them in that seat.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
Yeah, we got like 50 different organizations doing the exact same thing.
But we don't.
Claiming to do the exact same thing.
Don't even start on that shit. Yeah. Girl, I can't even talk about that right now. But I'm just saying. I don't think we take pride in our Somali Nimo as Canadians like the Americans take pride in Somali Nimo, like the British people take pride in Somali
Nimo. You are 100% right.
So what's the problem? Is it jealousy?
I think so. A little bit of that. A little bit of this.
Okay, well then you answer that really quick. It could be. But
it could be. I think it's a lot of things.
You know what the funny thing is? I always told myself I would never get in business with Somalis. Not because I hate Somalis, but in general, I could never see myself.
That's the exact rhetoric to be.
Not just Somali. Hold on. Let me backtrack. Because you know I say stuff and then I slip up. And this is one of those moments.
Yeah.
But what I meant to say was I could never see myself being like a B2C, right? Like business to consumer. I could never see me chasing you as a consumer to buy my products. Like if I had something that I was selling, it'd be to the it'd be to other businesses, right? Because I didn't like to deal with the little, not little people. I don't want to say that, but you know what I mean? Like the small purchases. Like I can see.
See, as a business person, that's something you shouldn't say.
No, but
everybody matters. When you're in business, right? And you're selling products.
The business I'm selling it to's problem. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'd rather do large scale, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like. Wholesale pricing versus going to an individual and trying to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see, and it's not because I don't want to, it's because I see my friends and other community members and whatever who sell their products to consumers and wallahi, the drama that follows it, it's not kind. It's not nice.
Like what do you mean? Like dissatisfied customers?
I've heard, now I don't want to get into, no, not dissatisfied customers. I've seen, I'm going to be very vague in it, but like, fake Snapchat accounts with an individual's name associated with it, commenting on everybody else's product, saying it's garbage, this person did this, no receipts, just complete tarnishing other people's brands because it lacks Somali Nimo. It's almost like, if I can't come up, you can't come up.
Crab in the bucket mentality.
And that's only amongst Canadians. Not to say it doesn't happen in the States, but we don't hear that because it's so small comparing to the number of successful events that happen within the Somali community.
Yeah, yeah.
Recently, Seattle, I don't know if you've seen it. How many Somali, I think the youngest city council person to be elected was a Somali youth.
Yeah.
Another woman Somalia is on the city council. You have Ilhan Omar, and everybody likes to knock and bring her freaking story to the limelight. Why? Who do you think is bringing this information, Donald Trump? Other Somalis.
I'm the fifth on Ilhan Omar.
But I'm just saying. Yeah. But it just, why is it that we're not favorable amongst other Somalis? Why is it that we're not nice amongst other Somalis?
It's the same thing as the Dadkamadoga, right? They make it out of the hood, they go back to the hood, and they end up getting killed. It's just the crab in the bucket mentality, right? Yeah. If I can't make it, you're not going to make it either. You know what I mean? I'm going to hate it. And I don't think it's exclusive towards the Somali community. I think it's something universally done by human beings.
But the way the Somalis
you ever hear the notion that your biggest enemy is the person who's closest to you, and your biggest supporter or biggest fan is somebody who you don't know?
Oh, facts. That's like IG.
Yeah.
And I hate when people say that. Why didn't you like my... Bitch, I'm not even on it to like your photos. I listen to the Shade Room and that's it. I'll like them all right now.
So you know what people started doing on IG? They started posting their post on their story saying, hey, I posted something. I posted a picture. Go see my picture. Have you seen those?
Yeah. And I didn't know what that meant.
That's what it means.
I just swiped.
It's because people watch your stories, right? Like, I know you saw my post because you just watched my story. Why don't you like my post? So what people started doing is they started posting their post on their story saying, hey, new pic alert or whatever the case is, so people can go and like their picture. The thing is,
this is why I never got social media. Yeah. You think I'm going to stop scrolling through whatever I'm scrolling to click your page to go through to like, I got time for that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you live for the likes and stuff, okay, fair enough.
So some people, it's a business for them, right? I mean, they're promoting something or whatever the case is, so...
Yo, that's another thing. The promotion stuff, it's gotta go. I don't know. I feel some... Don't talk to me about social media. I feel like I'm Larry David in this situation. I am negative about all of that stuff. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Girl, I've been on Curb Your Enthusiasm like 10 years ago.
Do you know, right? I am the Somali Larry David.
You're going through the phase that I went through. Larry David is the quintessential pessimist.
Yo, but he's just so funny. The episode where he was at the kebab shop, the Palestinian one.
Oh, yeah.
This is the best place to take your mistress. Who's going to find you?
Yeah.
But anyways, going back, I think as a community, like, we're going to wrap this up really quick because it's been already 40-something minutes. But I just feel like we have to be more cognizant of our Somali Nimmo. The way the Somalis were rallying up against Megaedi, the Sophia girl, right? Mm-hmm. It just shows that there's
we
a potential
have it in.
There.
Yeah,
we have it in us.
We just have to do it. And we also have to
hold people
accountable.
Amongst other people, wallahi, we can do it. We need to
But let me ask you a question. Let me stop you right there. Because this is something that I've noticed right now that's taken a different height.
Hit me.
Okay. Can you distinguish between being giving constructive criticism when needed versus just being a hater?
Are you asking me personally?
Just in general.
No, are you asking me personally?
No, just in general. Because I feel like people conflate the two, right? There's when you're trying to give people advice and then people take it as you're being a hater or you're judging. People have used that quote unquote, being judgmental. Or you're being shady.
Here's what I did. So I had to learn because I assumed, my assumption was if people were coming to me, it's because they want my blunt truth, right?
Yeah.
Why are you going to tell me a story if I can't have an opinion? So what I started doing was when they say, hey, Susan, I need to ask you something or whatever, I ask them, what is your objective of this conversation? Do you want me to give you my honest opinion or do you just want me to listen to you speak? And then I respond based on their response.
But here's the thing. It's about delivery.
No, just in general.
You just have
but
to be
if they just wanna, if they just want to splurt whatever and just get it out of their system and I'm just there to listen, I'm legit just, okay, you got this. You know, I'm just a supporter. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'm not going to tell you you're right. I'm not going to tell you nothing. There's going to be no thought process for me other than I'm there to listen to you. But if you come to me and you want my honest truth, girl, I'm going to lay it down.
If they're telling you they want your truth, why else are they telling you this, you know?
And I've
going
done
on
it.
A tangent, you
know? I've had to give so much advice. I don't know why people come to me for advice because I don't cheerlead. But I've had to approach it that way. So it's been an experience.
Yeah, because I feel like I think things have to be called out, right?
Well, it depends what it is. Because here's the thing.
Wrong is wrong, right is right. There's no black. It's not gray. There's no areas of gray.
Can you be more descriptive?
There's no way I can be more prescriptive than that. Wrong is wrong, right is right.
Give us an example, though.
If you see something wahqalat, right?
But is it your business?
I don't care if it's out in the public. It's public consumption. I'm part of the public.
Okay, what is the problem?
I'm just not the type that. I'm just saying whatever. If you see something that shouldn't be.
I need you to tell me of a situation.
I don't know a situation. Like the Sophia thing. I loved the Somali Nemo Till We Demo movement. But at the same token, she's done a lot of wrong things. So you have to call out the stuff that she's done wrong while supporting her still and saying, listen, the sister did wrong, whatever the case is. These girls weren't doing that. She did the stuff they accused her of was horrendous.
Okay, so let me chime in. So 100% I agree with you, but I think it doesn't have to be at the same moment. Let me give you an example.
It has to be at the same moment because it's a public platform and people are seeing this. They're going to think that we
co-sign. Let me give you an example, right? Let's say you're married. Mm-hmm. You're happily married. You value your husband's opinion, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But there's certain things that he wants you to take a step back and let him lead, which is fair. He's the man, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Let's say it has something to do with your children,
yeah,
right? Parenting styles.
Yeah.
He says something to your child. Mm-hmm. Your child looks at you. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, you knew he was wrong. You have two options. You either approach the child and say, no, listen, this shouldn't be like this, da, da, da. Or do you have a united front? And then eventually talk to him. Mai, like, hey, listen,
Mai, this is what you do.
Oh God! Okay.
You tell them you have experience, right?
No, it's not. I don't need to have experience to know what's to have an opinion on this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would have said to my husband, it's all about delivery. Sahibul, what you're saying is not right. It's
in front of the child, though.
No, we'll have a discussion afterwards.
Okay, that's all.
And
I will also
have a discussion. No, but here's the thing: it's also learning. I might even have it in front of the
child. You should never.
But I can correct. In fact, it's teaching the child that
no, it's
wrong
not.
Is wrong, right is right. It is.
No, because, okay, so here's the thing. To your child, if they feel like they can break to you, it's not going to be the first time. It's not going to be the last time. They're going to keep coming. Your husband says, yada, 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 united front. And if you have an issue, you talk to him away from
well,
the child.
Well, it depends on the situation.
But then he can
something
come
that's
back
so,
to the child and be like, okay, you know what? I had some time to think about it. Well, meet
your child needs to know that nobody's infallible to mistakes. This is a prime example for him to learn that, right? And it's about the way you approach it. There's no disrespect.
Okay, let's say your husband wasn't wrong. Okay, what I'm saying is because I feel like you're fixated on being right is right and wrong is wrong, but it's not
exactly
an issue of a right and wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just maybe
I wouldn't have to correct him if it wasn't something that it was wrong.
Let's say the kid wanted to go on a trip. Your husband doesn't want him to go on the trip.
He's entitled.
You know what I mean? And you're cool with the kid going on the trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know you do not want to be in a position to go against your husband.
I wouldn't do it. That I wouldn't do.
But you can have a side conversation. My whole point about this is having a side conversation.
I would have a side conversation.
Because with the Sophia girl, amongst to the ajnabis that we don't give a fuck about.
No. That's precisely
no,
the
why?
Point I'm trying to make. Publicly, she's done wrong.
But
we shouldn't support something
know.
That's wrong.
No,
we support the good, we leave out the bad.
What happened to innocent until proven guilty?
There was receipts. There was a tremendous amount of receipts.
Where was the receipts?
She even admitted it. The girl admitted it. There's many people there.
And what? She got money?
No. Forget about the money part. We're not saying... She was accused of raping a guy. She was accused...
Allah.
My nigga, there's so many things this girl did.
See, this is... Okay. Yo, this fitna, stop.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
She did a lot, apparently, I have to say.
A lot of this is alleged. I have not heard anything from her mouth. I have not heard her say
I'm not saying we should have condemned her. I'm saying if she did this, it's khalat. But they were dismissing everything.
A bunch of if.
They were dismissing everything like as if it wasn't happened. No,
but what are you going to do? Be the jury and the executioner?
No. What you say is if she did this, it's khalat. Because people had legit concerns. The victims had, alleged victims had legit concerns. What she did was khalat. And they wanted people to acknowledge that. At the same time, in fact, it will show us as a people who have a lot of morale and ethics. She did this, she was wrong. But at the same time, we are Somali. We want to support this girl. What she did was wrong. But you know what? Maybe she's going through something in life. So we want to support her, blah, blah. They could have done that hand in hand. But they were saying, get out of here. We don't care. She's done that good. Let her get her bag. Da, da, da.
All right. So we'll end this here because my mind is mush right now. I don't know enough about this story.
It's not about the story. It's just the overall gist of what I'm trying to say.
I know. I get
wrong
it.
Wrong is
I get
wrong,
what you're
right
saying.
Is right.
I get what you're saying, but you know, the logic part of my mind is just saying, well, I don't know what's wrong in this situation because I don't know what she's done.
We're not talking about her. I'm saying in general.
Oh, in general, you know where I stand on this because I've gotten in trouble a couple of times telling people what they don't want to hear. You know what I mean? So just like Larry David, I don't feel like I could talk much about nothing. You know what I mean? I have learned just to shut up. People don't want to hear the advice, but they all act like they're strong enough to hear it. And they get to me.
That's true, wallahi, that's true.
So I've stopped.
No, it's true, wallahi.
I've stopped. If somebody's, but what's your honest advice? Fuck you. You're trying to trap me.
You should give them you should give them a warning. You should give them a warning.
What do you mean? I have disclosure written on my forehead.
Trigger warning. You should be like, trigger warning. Are you sure you want to hear it?
I should have got out as a trigger warning for Halloween. Trigger warning. You don't want to hear it, but I might have to say it. Yeah. No, it gets me in trouble. And it's like, oh, I don't have time to defend myself. Yeah. Like, I don't even want to talk about the community. Wallahi, I feel like, what made us so soft? Because, yo, wallahi, the kuftan that used to come at me when I was a kid.
I loved it, right?
It so used to cut deep. Unmatched. Fam, wallahi, unmatched. I was called a degenerate every fucking day. Oh, yes, I am. Ah, keep stabbing me. But now, you even tell a girl, oh, your hair is not parted correctly. This stupid bitch, she said my hair wasn't parted straight. Like, who the fuck is she? Who told her to fucking give her opinion? Does she even fucking know? Bitch, shut the fuck up. What? Sorry, that was a lot of stories. But you know what I mean? Sensitivity. Yeah. Like, what happened?
You've gotten to the
You can't joke. And the one thing people always jump to is, she doesn't even know me. Bitch, nobody fucking knows you.
Yeah.
What the That's what a joke. God forbid I ever became a comedian. Wallahi, I think
you'll
God,
be the next David Chappelle.
Boycotting. We're boycotting. But I would be just like Dave Chappelle to say, and so fucking what? You can't cancel me. I'm uncancelable. Wallahi.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. But that's the problem. Because I want to be more empathetic and be more aware of my social surroundings and yada, yada, yada.
You can do both. Wallahi, you can do both. You know?
No, you know how I've done both? By not fucking with anybody. I feel like if I'm not around
that's
you,
another route.
I can't you know, hurt your feelings.
There's actually, there's a hadith, right? If you have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
I know.
So,
but I have such funny things to say. Like such gold.
That's why you gotta add trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
TW. I call myself TW. I'll put Susan in the little circle with the T and the W underneath. No, instead of trademark.
You're right. Well, like, people have become so sensitive. So sensitive.
So sensitive. And it's about, wallahi azeem, you'll say something and it's like, my biggest thing is assumptions. How can you say, this person said my shirt is red to how dare she assume that I had bloodstains on my shirt?
Yo, the assumption is the working of the devil. Well, like, assumptions are the working of the devil. You shouldn't make assumption. Also, you know, since we're listened to by a lot of people, we got to watch what we say. So, disclaimer, I didn't call anyone a degenerate. I call their actions degenerate. Yeah.
Oh, right, because you don't want people to assume.
Yeah.
And for everybody that thought they were mentioned in this podcast, trust me, nobody was mentioned. I'm actually glad that Amina's here because it took us a long time.
Shay.
Oh, we're going back to fake
at this point, everybody knows who we are.
Yeah, wallahi, we've been approached enough times, like, I'm cool with it. Oh, and finally, Somalia is listening to our podcast. It might have been a couple months now, I haven't checked. But what I wanted to say was, you know, it took us a long time. Amina has been super busy, and I actually got to kidnap her today. I'm like, yo, we got to get back on this shit. And so I actually appreciate you, Shay, for coming out today. Mm-hmm. I hope we can do this more often.
Yeah, you know, the direction of this podcast, we really want it to be fruitful.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned. Yeah. More stuff to come.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not active on any kind of social. Maybe I should get my email. No.
Maybe that's a good approach, Olai. No,
my email has my last name on it.
We can't do social media.
Like, we can't do social
hard
media.
Hard enough to maintaining
guys.
Ours.
No.
Maybe Snapchat. I feel like Snapchat. We're both pretty good at Snapchat.
I love Snapchat. Yeah. Go find me on Snapchat. Oh, no.
Let's create a Snapchat for our thing. Because I feel like that's more.
Yeah, but then I'd have to be active on it. I'd rather they just follow my actual Snapchat.
Then
But I deleted it right now, though.
But your personal.
My personal shit?
Yeah, like, you know, your everyday.
Here's the thing. I'm never going to add them, though. I'm never going to accept it. That's another problem. Okay, guys, we're still trying to figure this out. Yeah. We don't know what we're going to do, but...
We should just hire somebody to manage our social media for us.
We don't even have a social media presence. Like, I think, like, under 10 people follow us.
Yeah.
Because we don't do nothing.
We don't, yeah.
We just have a name. Yeah. This is great.
You know, inshallah, we'll work on it.
Whatever. Anyways, neither here nor there, but whatever. I mean, again, like I said, really, really appreciate you coming out today. Like, you don't even know what you're doing for my mental esteem right now. Just getting out of my house. Take you. Never see her, leave her, no, no. Loving you is ecstasy to me. Could never leave you. I love that part. Guys, until next episode, thank you again so much for listening and tuning in. Yell butt up. We're here to stay, guys. You know, we love you guys. Okay, bye.